So the last thing we're going to talk about is Reiki. Now, stick with me here. What I want, well, the reason I wanted to talk about Reiki is because of my journey around energy and energy fields or electromagnetic fields. And if you want to check out episode number 82 with Kerry Bennett. In that one, we talk about quantum biology to heal your body. And what we go through, or what she goes through, is basically the energy of sunlight and the different rays of light, how that can impact our body and obviously our circadian rhythm and our health and well-being there. We talk about the energy fields in our cells, the water cells in our body, but also the water that we drink. And so that introduction of looking at things on a cellular level, on a molecular level, on a electromagnetic field level really got me thinking about the healing practice of Reiki and why that has so much skepticism around it, including from myself. If I'm to believe in one thing, how can I not believe in another? So this is just about exploring how Reiki uses the existence of electric or magnetic fields. So this is about how Reiki uses or is classified as a biofield energy therapy or healing touch therapy. To help facilitate the body's own healing response. So it's not like Reiki, the practice, is claiming to fix people. What it's doing is stimulating the body's own healing response to heal itself. But how is it doing that, I hear you ask? Good question. So the idea is to work with the energy, the person's energy, or the energy field that surrounds the human body, and changing that energy field, which will have a direct correlation with the body's internal state. Now, there have actually been studies around this. They did some studies on cancer patients. They did studies on people who had just had surgery and they used Reiki on them after their surgery. And even I think women, pregnant women. And so these studies showed, and okay, so they used Reiki practitioners. They used actors who would mimic Reiki. So that was said to be the placebo effect. And then there was a controlled group that didn't have any treatment whatsoever. And interestingly, it showed that the people who had Reiki and the mimic Reiki both had a de they decreased in pain sensation and they felt better. It produced pleasant attitude and demeanor and confident mood. Oh, wait a minute. They're both effective in reducing pain and the symptoms of anxiety and depression. So if you want to check out those studies, I will have them in the show notes. But if you're still skeptical, and oh, to be honest, I am a little, but I'm totally on the fence. I kind of get it, but I kind of don't, because I mean, how can you explain that? But then, how do you explain, for example, being in a room and someone enters the room, let's just say someone really dodgy, like you feel that. And it's not because, you know, you look at them and, you know, they've got gun holsters or I don't even know what a bad person could look like. But, you know the feeling of when someone walks into the room and they're not a good person or they don't have good intentions. You can feel that. Or even when, you know, maybe you're standing in line and you don't hear anyone walk up behind you, but you feel them. You feel that someone is there. So there's definitely something around energy and energy fields. And I think I could believe that it could heal you. So another example that I like is from the book Why Woo Woo Works by David R. Hamilton. And I love this explanation or this visualization because it really does show you how it could work. So the example given is a plate of hot food gives off heat. The temperature of the environment around the plate is correlated with the temperature of the food, and that's why the air close to the food feels warm. But if we altered the temperature field, the area of the heat around the food, it would impact on the food itself. So we could cool the food by cooling the environment around it, or we could make it warmer by placing it in a hot environment. And so Reiki, being a biofield energy therapy, is the idea to work with the energy field that surrounds the person. And that will directly correlate with the body's internal state. So firstly, my question to you is, has that potentially changed your thoughts around Reiki or energy techniques? Is there a situation where you would feel like an energy practitioner or energy healing or moving the energy from within you could be moved by an energy practitioner? Or if this seems all too woo-woo for you, what I'd love for you to think about, or even try and notice or pick up or be more aware of the people around you and the energy that they bring to a gathering, whether it's maybe it's just one-on-one, maybe it's a group situation, but how can you become more aware of the energy around you that other people bring, how that impacts you in that moment, but also for the rest of the day? So that, my friends, is the Bodies Built Better bite-sized episode for today. Obviously, with all of these topics, we could dive into them so much more than we have today. But the point is to get you to think outside of your own mind, your own limitations, your own restrictions, your own thoughts, and maybe beliefs, and how you can think about things differently in order to produce better results for you, to feel better, perform better, and live life to the fullest in the most joyful way possible. So let me know your thoughts on those three topics. Let me know if you would like to go deeper into them. And let me know if any of this has changed the way you are thinking or the way that you go about your day and the way you do things today. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode today. Stay awesome, and I'll catch you in the next one. Fucking hell, man. How long was that?